Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Power to Be You and Rise to Win for Our Youth. I am Sandra Bueno, your host and founder, coming to you live from West Palm Beach, Florida. This program is designed to raise awareness, bring empowerment, and foster change by highlighting individuals, leaders, authors, and visionaries who are making a difference and who are stepping up for change, most especially as it relates to the lives of youth. Now, if you have been following this program and you know anything about me and who I have been all my life, you will agree that my purpose has always been to work with youth, to inspire youth, and to now help youth understand their true purpose, to help them understand their gifts, to help them see their vision, to help them see their dreams, and to help them rise to a higher place that any of us have ever been at. And in the process, what has happened is that I have really become aware myself of how much we all need to be empowered and how much we all need the type of training and the type of skills and the mindset that I have often referred to, talking from the human development angle and talking from the faith-based perspective, so that we can really look at ourselves and understand who we are, what we are, and what our purpose is. And in the past, I had always mentioned youth, and I find myself working at the same time with both adults and youth, because our children cannot live on their own without any adult intervention in their lives, not if they are going to be guided and not if they are going to be supported. So it is so important that I do make this distinction that it is not just working with youth, but it is working with adults in tandem. However, in having to pick one area and one target group, I will say it is about working with youth, because we all depend on them. And what is taking place right now in our society and in our country and in our world is a result of the decisions that you and I have made, that adults have made, that our generation has created, has constructed, has fostered. And when we're talking to kids, how are these same individuals that caused this to take place, how can they empower kids going forward? How can they share anything different that's going to help kids understand who they are and see their own gifts so that they can change the world? That right there and then is a paradox. So what we must understand is that alongside youth, adults, we must also step up to a higher place of who we have been, how we have been, how we have acted, and really take responsibility for our actions, for our decisions, for our learning, and look at ourselves and become aware to our own shortcomings, and then invest in what's going to allow us to create a new platform for ourselves and in the process for the youth in our lives. And for those of you who don't have children, it does not matter. You are a part of this generation that is spearheading the information age, where these children are walking around and just gobbling everything that they see up, which to their own demise is robbing them of their own uniqueness. These kids are falling into a pattern of behavior and belief system that is driven by the marketers and by what they see on TV and by the shows and the messages that are being given to them every single day. So without adults in their path to help them understand what it is that they see, to help them look at both sides of the story, to help them realize that something is just, it's presented for entertainment purposes or for brainwashing purposes, then these kids are going to fall down even harder than we ourselves have fallen. So again, what I'd like to say to all of you is we need to start learning in order to teach, and then teaching in order to learn. Once again, I'll repeat, we need to start learning in order to teach, and then teach in order to learn. What do I mean by this? When we learn for our own sake, we're looking at whatever we're learning with our own filters. We are looking at whatever we're learning with our own ways of looking at things, whether good or wrong, whether for good or ill. We are blindsided by our many blind spots. Thus, when we look at something, we are perceiving it from our angle, with our perception, based on our own interpretation, based on what we deem real, how we see reality, based on our own judgment, based on our experience, and we create a story around what we see and what we perceive. Now, when we learn in order to teach, we are looking at how we can use the information that's coming to us so that in turn we can help someone else. So for those people who either have children who might be involved with youth in one way or the other, who care for helping youth forward, or even if you are a business owner and you deal with a lot of employees, a lot of the times employees behave like youth. So if you want to increase your level of communication, increase your rapport, and go forward, especially when dealing with teams and dealing with people in a group setting where you need to have results and where you need to have them understand what you're trying to say, you need to learn how to learn in order to teach. And when you can envision that end result, and when you can envision that person that you want to influence, then you will be listening with wider awareness, and you will not take the information personally. You will be more objective, and you will learn, and you will open up and become more flexible in your ability to learn and entertain different points of view. Also, when we learn to help others, we are more eager to understand. We don't take things into such a personal level that all of a sudden we might be offended. Because to learn, we need to be able to look at two points of view. We need to realize that there are always more than two points of view. There's at least always one more, but there is definitely, if you want choice, we need to come up with more than that. And in diversity, we need to also entertain that there might be multiple ways of seeing things, doing things, saying things. And today we need to equip ourselves with that if we are going to be effective in competing with what the market is doing in the realm of communication. Unless you're speaking with a band around you and you are looking your mightiest in all its glorious splendor, and you have an amazing setting around you, and you have drums coming from one end, you have vision from coming up from another end, you have visuals, and you have text, and you are all done in some wild, ultra-technology-like setting, you are dependent solely on your message. Well, that's that message that you are bringing out is the message that's competing with what kids are seeing when they plant themselves in front of a TV, when they pick up any of these games, when they go and entertain what's taking place outside of the environment within home and within the school. When they go into technology, when they go into the internet, when they go into any of these programs and the software, when they go anywhere, when they go into the sites, into the Facebook, into everything that's there, into Bebo, into Twitter, into any of these social domains, chat groups, this is what they are finding, an arrest on the senses. And this is what you and I need to be equipped with in order to be able to speak to them and to get to them. They are not listening to us with our heart, with their heart. They are listening to us with their awareness and perception that comes from their head, from their brain, from being stimulated. Being stimulated, they have a reaction. If you want to get to their hearts, you need to understand where they're coming from, and you need to learn the language so that they will be able to sit down long enough for you to deliver your message and be effective and touch them and move them like a person and a human being, not like a robot, not like someone who is programmed. And that is unfortunately what is taking place with our kids. They are being programmed. And the more they watch and the more they see stories and the more they watch reality TV and the more fakeness and materialism that they see, and the less and the lack of spiritual awareness, the lack of being able to even understand that we belong to God as human beings, then these kids have no sense. So when we say learn to teach and teach to learn, the second part means when you are teaching them what you have learned, you are now going behind the scenes to try to understand who these children are in this world, what these children are going through. What is taking place behind the scenes that they are not letting anyone know on the outside? So when you can come and you've learned skills and you've learned communication techniques and you've learned specific ways of saying something that's going to reveal to you something different, that's going to give you an open door and a gateway to comprehending what's going on in the psyche of these kids and their feelings and their emotions, what's driving them, what's creating the pressure, what's targeting them. When you can do that, then as an adult having a lot more experience than these kids, you are going to be able to reason differently. You are going to be able to work with them differently. You are going to be able to become effective in a different way than you would have had before. So learn to teach and teach to learn. This is what we're talking about today. I have had in the past amazing guests, and it all depends also on what, when you look or when you listen to the guests that I have had, it also looks on your vantage point, the focus point, what it is that you are focusing on. Oftentimes we miss the point because we're looking at something different. Wherever you focus, that's where energy is going to go. There's an example of that I have often used to when I speak about a person who likes to complain and a person who will always find fault. I often use this example. If in a wedding you see the bride and everything is perfect and everything is beautiful and her dress is amazing and the church looks magnificent and the flowers are just everywhere and everything is just picture perfect, wedding planner style. And here comes the bride and she has a pimple in her face. That person, usually that mother-in-law or whoever it is that likes to complain day in and day out, will take that situation and focus on that pimple just to say, ah, there you go. We'll avoid everything else, we'll look over everything else, we'll undermine everything else, but we'll make the case on that pimple as if that were what's really important. As if that would take value out of everything else. Ask yourself if this is what you do. If when you are faced with people who can bring you a message, if you pick on that one thing that stands in your way from really hearing what they have behind. On Friday, I had an amazing guest that I respect so much because she has had the power, through God's help, through her belief in Him, through her belief and her hope in Him, and her own willingness to decide and to take action, to decide to change her life. She has taken herself out of a life of destitution, out of a life of crime, out of a life of reaching the lowest depths of what we as human beings can never experience. Situations where she could have just given up, situations where she could have lost her life, situations where she could have taken lives. But she decided to change her path. She decided to say, this is not where I want to be anymore. And even in deciding, she was still confronted with challenges, and she's still confronted today. But she knows that there's a brighter day. And her purpose is so that she can help little girls not have to ever have to live the lifestyle that she's lived. And that's her true calling, to know that if she can touch one little girl with her story, her life would be fulfilled. Well, I believe that Robin Jordan, her story will reach more than one little girl. And it is that sort of tenacity and character and will and passion and purpose that gives us all hope to understand that we all have a story and we all have a reason. And all of us adults who have lived through life and who have chosen our lives in specific ways, we have a duty to let these kids know and to guide them and to let them know that they are not alone. And we must also understand that their situation is different than ours. Where they are today does not equate where we were 20 years ago, 15 years ago, 30 years ago. Life has changed. A new century began. The computer took over. Now we're going through the most challenging economic times that our generation will ever experience. And here we are at the footsteps of this transition. Here we are at the footsteps of crisis. Here we are at the footsteps of what are we to do and where are we going to go and how are we going to do it? And how can we do it if we are ourselves at a crisis point? Well, this is again where history takes over and where we need to acknowledge that there are those who do know more than us. And knowledge is learnable. Knowledge is something that we can all learn from. We can model. We can take someone, listen to their story, ask them, how do they do it? What did they do that was different? How did you get out of this situation? Well, we often take more time to care about people that can share with us their stories of how they became millionaires, how they went from bankrupt to all of a sudden owning major property and having major businesses. And we don't take into account who they are as human beings. We don't take into account their soul. We don't take into account their ethics and their morals. We don't take into account what makes this person different. What was their belief system? What was their spirituality like? Who did they believe in? Why? Why did they not give up? Why did they continue? How did they persevere? Where did they go to for help? Where did they go to for guidance? Who was their mentor, their role model? And why did they do it? What was their purpose? And then when we do find someone that can share that story with us, we might not be willing to listen to the story because of the subject matter. We might want to turn away because we're uncomfortable with listening to the hardcore truth. We become uncomfortable when people are willing to expose themselves to help others. We become uncomfortable when people are proud of their struggle, not because they're victims of that struggle, but because they triumph despite that struggle. That I call true character. That I call a true hero. That I call a person that I respect by virtue of who they are and by virtue of who they've become through the struggle. Not because of what they have, but because of who they are and because of what they are doing in life. Those are people that you can trust and count on. And those are people that we can learn from. Because when all else fails, when everything that we know in our world from a material standpoint starts to fall, we have ourselves. And this is how we came to this world. We came as a human being, alone in this world. We didn't come attached. We didn't have a bevy of other people coming out of the womb with us. We came into an environment, and we came into a home community, in a unit, a family unit. But we came alone. And when we die alone. And that whole dash of a story that we have throughout our lifetime is based on the relationships that we have with one another, with ourselves, with our Creator. And it's based on why we did what we did. So if our life is based on having And if that's who we see ourselves, and that's what we call ourselves, then we're really missing our true purpose. Because all we are is a shell created by what we obtain, not by who we are, and not by what drives us to do what we say we're going to do. And at this moment in time with where we are, people are having challenges. Those people who don't have a belief system grounded on spirit, grounded on God, grounded on faith, their world is shattering around them. And I can't even begin to tell you or even imagine the struggle inside of their minds and the fight and how that must feel when you don't have an outlet for hope, for restitution, for inspiration, for direction, for regeneration. Yesterday I attended church. I do every Sunday. But yesterday was specific because since Saturday, the church that I attended to was full. Full that so much so that even the priest mentioned how wonderful it was to see so many people. Now why? Why are so many people flocking to churches? Because they see the need. Because they see the need that alone they can't do it. And they're going to a place where we as a community can let go of that tight hold that we of control that we want to have over our lives and give it up and let it go and ask a higher essence's guidance. Just that alone allows us to have a little more peace, a little more harmony in our lives and enough strength to wake up another day. This morning I watched the sunrise, and it was beautiful, and it was very specific to me because I realized that there is a God who ensures that every day, no matter what happens, the sun is going to come back out. Because for the day that the sun doesn't come back out, that's going to be the day in hell. And within that, it was really great knowing that the world is much bigger, that God is much bigger, that whatever we're going through in our lives, there are constants. There are certain things that we can count on. And that someday will be different than the other, but there will always be the sunrise. There will always be a renewed sense, a new beginning. The sun will never be the same. The sunrise will never be the same. Every day will always be different. And the same with our lives. And the choices that we make, and the decisions that we take, and the reasons for why we make these decisions is what allows us to go forward. And at the beginning of the show, I began again talking about what we as adults need to understand and learn. And we need to come to an understanding that collectively we all are students. And collectively, our generations, even our country, is falling behind because we have allowed our abilities to just wean. We've allowed the marketers, the advertisers, the programs, we've allowed our minds to be programmed. And while we do this, we are supplying and supporting another person's and another company's bottom line. That's what it is. When we sit there and watch TV, and an hour can go by in 2 hours, and in one day we have 4 hours that have gone by, and after a week we have spent 24 hours completely on 1 week of watching TV, and we can say, well, we've entertained ourselves, but what was the level of your entertainment? You exchanged 24 hours of your life in a week, which is 4 days at the end of the month, which do the math, what it translates to at the end of the year, what could you have done instead on that time? What could you have done with your kids? What could you have done with your husband or wife? What could you have done with your spirit? What could you have done for yourself, for your own intellect, for your own growth, for your own body and health? Look at it. Look at the stuff that you buy. Look at what's in your cupboards. Look at the brands that you have. Most of the times what we buy is what is sold, what is marketed. When you get a coupon, they're not doing you a favor to give you 50 cents off. They know that by giving you 50 cents off, you're going to go buy their brand and spend $7, $8, $9, $10. Now look at the ingredients. Do some research. Look at the soap that we use. Look at the toxins inside of the dishwashing detergent. On the internet right now, you can go and look up anything. Look at bleach. Bleach is used in hazmat situations. Bleach is used when I was in the military and we prepared and we did our drills. If there's ever a contaminant during warfare, we will use bleach. We will step into a bleach solution to wash the bottom of our feet or the soles of our boots. Now, if you look on TV, there's a commercial for bleach urging the parents to put their baby bottles in the bleach solution. And then you wonder why children have allergies and why they have asthma and why they can't breathe and now they have to be put on a drug and on a ventilator, a respirator, whatever you want to call that, on a nebulizer. And how much does it cost? And then if you have Social Security or if you have Medicaid, how much does it cost to get one of these nebulizers that you take home? Now, do I speak from hearsay or do I speak from experience? I can tell you that I speak from experience because I've lived through all these things. And there's a purpose and a reason for why I am here with you today. And like I said at the beginning, this show was made to raise awareness, to bring empowerment, and to create transformation. And I have had to pay a price to be able to have the courage to stand here and say this to you and not be afraid that somehow someone or something is going to come and push me out of the way. And I've already faced that. And I've already faced grave challenges and sacrifices. But what keeps me going is the Spirit of God working through me, knowing that I have a purpose and a mission, and my mission is to be able to help kids. And I am an adult. I am 41 years old. And I have lived a life and made choices knowing that there was always a lesson that I would learn. And that was my own conviction. That was my own way of understanding my own experience in my own journey through life. I never took it seriously to the point that it crippled me. But there were times when it was challenging, and there were times, and there's still times, when I have to keep on asking. And it is a constant journey. But what feeds me is knowing my why. What feeds me is understanding that there are solutions and there are options. What feeds me is knowing that there are people who are living a life like the life that I would like to live, doing their purpose, living their mission, enjoying a quality of life that's worthy of who they are, of their ideals, of their priorities, of what they value. I also understand that beliefs, we can change those. I also understand what values are. And values are not, the definition of values is not what we have been taught in the mainstream. So I hope that you take this audio and take out of it what will help you and recognize that we all have the power to be who we're meant to be, and we have to be willing to look at our circumstance and learn from that. And learning doesn't just mean learning from a theory, learning from the head. It means taking that learning lesson and applying it to our souls and our hearts so that through that, we now have a reference based on emotions, based on convictions, based on decisions. And when we do that, then we can take action going forward. That is how energy is created, and that is how energy is propelled forward. So at this time, I'd like to thank you, and I'd like you to stay tuned for the continuation of Rise to Win for our youth movement.